Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Donnie is quickly going to give you his real game balls for the game, and then he's going to get into the deflated balls, the three worst performances by Steelers players.
So I don't do this one often. I think I did it for one game last season, if you recall.
If you will.
Yeah, I'm going to give the third game ball to the five big fellas up front for the Ravens. Those guys setting the tone. They made so many Steelers defenders pretty much irrelevant in this game. A whole lot of no-shows on that side of it. And they were out there for, what, almost 80 plays the Ravens had offensively. So those guys get game ball number three.
The big boys. Rosengarten, who said he said to Myles Garrett when he asked him for his jersey, "I know I'm just a nobody." I think he's a somebody to TJ Watt.
Definitely is now. I mean, we get another goose egg from the Steelers' highest paid player.
Four playoff games, one total sack for TJ Watt in playoff games. That ain't cutting it.
Have you seen this man? $500 reward to get TJ Watt visible in the playoffs.
Game ball number two?
LaMarvelous gets number two. 175, two touchdowns through the air.
And guess
81
what?
81 on the ground.
He was in total control of that football game. Total control.
Like he did not have a single slip up in the game.
The head games, the mental mastery that the Steelers had over him.
See ya.
Poof, gone.
Pony, welcome to the party, pal. Although it really did happen authoritatively in this game, so in a way you weren't wrong.
Game ball number one?
King Henry. I mean, the man, he's a man amongst boys against some of those Steelers defenders. It was funny, too, because during pregame, and I got to take this shot at Kabali during the game, he said, "Well, I can promise you this, Henry won't run for 162 again." And during the game, I said, "You were right, Mark. He's going to run for a whole lot more. 186.
You know, one of the things about Minka specifically is that I feel like is true. I think he's much more of a tough guy, too, on that team usually than, like, people think about. They always think he's so cerebral, but he's, like, a tough dude. That stiff arm, the replays of that are just insane, man. He gets, like, smacked so hard, it's like he's like a kid getting hit by his older brother into the next dimension.
Let's see if that play and series of plays got Minka on Donnie's list for deflated balls.
Now, how do we want to do this? 3-1 again?
The least deflated to most deflated ball. Worst player is first.
All right,
worst player is the last one you say.
Okay, I'm actually going to split the third one between two guys named Pat. We love Pat Freiermuth on this show. Great dude, but he didn't bathe himself in glory for a lot of people on Saturday night. He drops the very first pass of the game.
Did that not feel ominous to both
yes.
of you?
Wow,
they took the ball, they're coming out throwing, and then it would have been an easy, 8-9 yards at least.
And then he had a couple of opportunities early to extend drives, and my man found himself short of the sticks somehow.
Two games in a row, both drops and not being able to get the extra yard to turn the churn out a first down and keep the chains moving. He did that in the Cincinnati game, and that's how that Russell Wilson botched quarterback sneak and Jaylen Warren fourth down play went belly up because he could not get the extra yard to get a fresh set of downs. So when you're paying him the money that they are now, he's got to make those plays.
And then I know that the counting stats for Pat Queen don't look all that bad. He had 10 total tackles.
And he was sick, Donnie.
He was horrible, dude.
And he was sick.
You don't have to qualify it. Everybody that watched doesn't need to look at a box score to cloud their brain. He sucked.
I mean, Cam Hayward had the flu a week earlier. He was one of the best players on the field, without question. I think I gave him one of the game balls in that
game.
And
also, does the flu explain how Patrick Queen has also been one of their worst defenders now, it looks like, for several games? His high water mark was the first Ravens game. And it's been downhill almost exclusively.
Here he is trying to explain this defensive performance.
I think we just got too comfortable. Started chasing too many lanes. I think we just let off the pedal in all seriousness. So, that's stuff you can't happen. And, that's why we're in a position.
Yes, we got too comfortable. The team that had lost four games in a row and had gotten its ass kicked was too complacent going into this game. Great. Awesome attitude and mindset to have. Deflated ball, too.
Minka does get one for this. A lot of it because of that stiff arm play, but then the other play, middle of the third quarter, the Steelers do get on the board. Maybe for some people out there, there is a glimmer of hope. It's almost like you see a faint heartbeat from the Steelers. It's a second and 20. They sack Lamar on first down. And you're actually starting to talk yourself into, well, if they get a stop here, and we see a practice squad player drag Minka Fitzpatrick about 8 yards to get a first down.
Who was that, Wallace?
I think that was the Wallace one. It felt like there were multiple.
Dude, they had.
What are we doing?
They had Steelers cast-offs in the game. Anthony Miller made a catch. I'm like, wait a minute. This dude's in the NFL? Holy bleep.
Stevie Sims.
Speaking of Steelers cast-offs, did you guys notice Deontay Johnson had even latched on with the team this weekend?
I don't think he got a rep against the...
I think he did. He had a catch.
Oh, did he? Did he run backwards?
12 yards, I think, Pony. That's more than...
Donnie...
That's more than... Well, just...
Deflated ball number one.
TJ Watt, not even on the stat sheet. It's what, like 200-plus snaps to end the season where he had the Tony Snell line? 0-0-0-0-0.
That's an inside joke that I like.
That's an NBA.
All you have to do if you're listening, just look up Tony Snell NBA graphic. It'll pop up on Google Images. The man who played like 28 minutes in a game and had zero across
the
board for every statistical category. You cannot get that
from
your highest paid player.
People have ripped Watt. I don't think they've ripped him enough. I don't think there's been enough venom directed at him. He is you just said it. He is the highest paid player. With the emphasis they put on defense, which we all know is flawed fundamentally, he still should be like the elite quarterback. He's just basically been he hasn't been out there. You don't notice him. He's never pressuring. I mean, terrible. You're getting no ROI on this guy.
Here's his reaction to another playoff loss.
Losing sucks. Losing five in a row to finish the season out sucks. Felt like we had a good week of prep. Felt like we were ready for this one. You guys know more than anybody if we weren't. Didn't look. We weren't able to stop the run. Haven't been able to stop the run. Weren't able to get a fix, so it's been a rough last month of football.
He's turned into the Mike Trout of the NFL. Where it's just big regular season numbers, accolades. But
what's his excuse? Did he have dysentery? Are we going to go with the Oregon Trail set of illnesses? Perhaps
no, the ankle scurvy? Apparently was bad. And
who said that?
The ankle was sprained.
Then why was he, if it was a bad enough injury to hamper him, why was he playing in a game like the Bengals?
Because
game?
He was chasing the Defensive Player of the Year award.
And much like all the Ravens ball carriers, it ran away from him.
Donnie's balls for the final time.